Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 111, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today's little bonus episode is a little bit different from what we normally do if we do an extra bonus episode in a week. If you remember, on Tuesday, we were chatting with Erica Richards of Rainey's Closet, and after the official interview was over, we ended up just chatting with Erica for a while about lots of different things. And so we decided, well, maybe we should air some of the chit-chat as a bonus episode. Because Erica actually ended up sharing some great business advice after we were done with the interview, and we didn't want you to miss out on that. But we also thought that maybe the behind-the-scenes sort of a sneak peek at what happens after the formal interview is over might be interesting to you. But maybe it's not interesting to you. You guys let me know. Maybe in the comments or on Facebook or somewhere, just let me know. I loved this bonus episode that was more casual and laid back and short, or I hated this bonus episode. Please don't ever do this again. You let me know. All right, let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Okay, that's the end of our official recording, so thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
And that was, yeah, that was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm glad you think so. Like I said, I could talk about this all day and all my ideas and, you know, one thing I forgot to mention that I thought about earlier was something I didn't anticipate is the social media marketing. Like, mm-hmm. I probably spend half of my time doing social media marketing. And I'm sure you two understand that because you're on Instagram. And I mean, it is insane how much you have to keep up with these days.
Yeah.
That is one thing. Another thing I didn't really anticipate, just the amount of time to be active and, you know, to constantly increase your following.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like Instagram and Facebook are working the best for you to drive traffic?
I think so. I think a lot of people actually find out about me through Pinterest too. I do a couple of promoted pins, and I've learned a lot about like what type of descriptions to put, you know, or words to put in the descriptions of your individual pins to try to drive traffic that way too. Yeah, the promoted pins that I have do pretty well on Pinterest.
Ooh, we've tried a few promoted pins, and we've definitely seen some spread and some extra traffic from them. But I'm curious now, if you have a second, sure. What are the types of wording and descriptions that really compel people to repin that item or to click?
Basically, I have found that if I have a board that says Flower Girl Dresses, you know, the title of the board is Flower Girl Dresses, but then I put, say, in the description, Tutu Du Monde, you know, whatever dress available at Rainey's Closet, my board and my dresses won't come up if somebody searches for Flower Girl Dresses. So you have to put in the description of every single individual photo, you know, white Flower Girl Dress, gray Flower Girl Dress, you know, Flower Girl Tutu Dress. Like, you have to put all those terms in each individual photo, because when you search for something, like, that's where it grabs information from. It was very interesting because I just thought like the boards would come up,
mm-hmm.
you know, or that, you know, so you have to really, what I do is I search for, if I want to promote Flower Girl Dresses, I search for Flower Girl Dresses or white Flower Girl Dresses or whatever terms I put in and see what types of pins come up and see what they have in their description. And that's how really, I kind of gauge, you know, what I need to be putting in mind.
That's really smart. That makes a lot of sense. I do the same thing actually for Etsy to optimize listings. I mean, it's one of my, I do a bunch of different things for SEO. But yeah, I think that's a great strategy because, you know, I do the same thing on Etsy. I look at, you know, what keyword phrase do I want to target? Okay, let me search that on Etsy. What are the top listings that show up? And then what are they doing? What are their tags? What's their title? What are they putting in the description? And oftentimes you will get a few, new ideas, you know, new tags that even in using the keyword planner or other tools, I hadn't discovered that tag idea yet. And so it's like, okay, let me, you know, take this over. And Pinterest is the same way. It's, you know, it's a search engine. So that's really smart.
Right. What are you guys, what are your Etsy shops on Etsy? What type of shops?
We have one shop that's, it's called the Amateur Naturalist. And so we sell, they're like butterfly display kits. We call them butterfly terrariums. Some of them are kid friendly. So it'll be like, you'll get your little jar in the mail and your, it's like a dried butterfly specimen and then moss and dried flowers. And we give them instructions on how to put it together. And Sarah does like all of that. She ships all of those products and pretty much keeps that shop running all on her own.
And that was our, yeah. That was the business we had when we were trying mm-hmm. to learn how to grow that business.
Yeah.
When Bethann had her epiphany about the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, it's that's like, awesome. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah. It's way less of a focus now because we're just really loving the podcasting, but we keep it going because we have lots of inventory and, you know, we're still getting sales reliably from it. Mm-hmm. So.
They're so pretty. I mean, there's so many really interesting butterfly specimens, but
there yeah. are. So where do you get dead butterflies, for lack of a better word? Because my husband is obsessed with butterflies, and we went to the butterfly pavilion in New Orleans recently, and we bought one of those, you know, frame, the clear glass frames yeah. with the butterflies in it. And he, I mean, he literally is obsessed with them. And I was just curious, like, where do they come from?
We have suppliers, like there's a lot of like import export rules associated with butterfly specimens. So we get them from suppliers in the United States, and the suppliers import them from different butterfly farms that are all over the world. So these farms like are located where these butterflies are indigenous to, and they just have like an enclosure, a farm where they can raise and propagate the butterflies to collect then as specimens. So
gotcha. Okay. I guess yeah. that makes sense because yeah, there's like, they're too pretty and perfect for them yeah. to be, you know, just like somebody collected them off the ground somewhere. I don't, you know, but yeah, it was so neat going to the butterfly pavilion where there's just all kinds of butterflies you've never seen before in your whole life.
I bet that would be awesome. And it is neat, like, I mean, I know it's kind of weird, like, we're handling these specimens. Like, some people think it's weird, but it is amazing when you look at them up close and how gorgeous they are. And I think kids do get a kick out of being able to, you know, handle a specimen, a real specimen, and take a close look at it and see what it looks like. And
right.
The wings and the colors, they are just amazing.
That's really neat. I'm going to check it out yeah. for sure.
But that we recently opened our Brilliant Business Mom Etsy shop, mostly for the purpose of, we have a Brilliant Business Planner, which we're working on our 2016 version now. That's a main focus. But then Bethann has filled out the shop with a lot of other printables and planners and things like that as well. So,
oh, stuff that you make yourself, like as far as design and
yeah, like okay. mm-hmm, different cutesy printables and stuff. I mean, I don't consider myself a designer at all. It's more just like getting, compiling, you know, like taking pretty graphics that are the royalty free kind of graphics and combining those with pretty fonts and things like that. But yeah, so that's more, yeah, the main focus is definitely our planner that we've created. And then we have like a cute little Be Brilliant mug. So yeah.
That's neato.
Yeah. And we do want to continue to add more business mm-hmm. planner products
yeah.
or printables for geared towards a business owner too, and develop that. So, but it's all just a component of the Brilliant Business Moms brand and podcast and things like that. So
right. Well, your Instagram account is very good. Like, I don't know how much time you guys spend on it or if you...
That's all Bethann.
schedule it. Do you schedule all the posts or...
I don't, because I'm nervous about using, you know, since Instagram doesn't like that, I guess. So I'll generally come up with a plan, like, and I'll write down different Instagram, like, post ideas as I think about them. And then maybe once every 10 days or so, I'll try to take a bunch of photos. And then, of course, like, when I'm out and about, I'll be like, hey, Chris, will you take a photo of me and Holden? And, you know, like, I kind of just think more about that now. But man, I feel like I need, there's so much I could do to improve it. My photography is not that great. So I'm working on that.
It's hard. I know. It's,
yeah.
To get great photos and so many of them, mm-hmm. you know, it takes a lot of time and effort to keep up like a really nice Instagram account.
Definitely helped me that like a while back, like maybe a few months ago, I decided, oh, you know, part of our brand is that we support other mompreneurs and we want to talk about them and feature them. And so I was like, okay, every third photo is going to be a feature of another mom and her business. And so that helps me a lot because then it's like, okay, every third photo is a given. I don't have to go take that photo. So that helps fill it out.
And I was going to ask, Erica, like, so you have so many different kids' photos in your Instagram feed, and your feed is gorgeous. So how are you getting, I assume most of them or all of them are wearing your outfits. So how are you getting those photos? Did the photographers send them to you?
Sometimes. A lot of times they tag me, and I can, you know, I save them and repost them. Some of them are stock photos from the vendors, but not very many. But yeah, some of them I take, or, you know, I work with a photographer to take, but most of them that I feature that are photographer's photos are just people that have rented and that have tagged me in the photos to, you know, we send a little discount if they tag us in the photos. And also they like it when we re-feature them, especially for the photographers, kind of more exposure for them. And
right.
Yeah. Definitely. So it's great to see like what they come up with. It's always neat when people rent stuff and then to see it in action, I guess, you know, the mm-hmm. final product. But
yeah, this unicorn one is so fun. And then it's like the circusy one almost. I love that.
Oh, the circus with the girls. One. Oh, me too. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
Really yeah, neat. That was a photographer's workshop where she put together, you know, models and all of the outfits. Some of it was from our shop, some she had on her own, but she had like a workshop where there was many different photographers taking photos, and so I'd seen them from a few different photographers, but that turned out just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's amazing.
Yeah, I feel like your Instagram feed totally sells me on your business because, you know, it really showcases how gorgeous the photos are, you know, what a gorgeous finished product you can have when you get the right dress and the right accessories and kind of style it. So,
right. Yeah. I try to post stuff that will inspire people to want to do something, you know, whether it's mm-hmm. holidays or some sort of whimsical circus or unicorn photos. Like whenever I post things, I think like, what's going to inspire people to rent something from me? And that's kind of how I gauge what I post. But sometimes that's a lot of pressure coming up. You know, I could just post like a shot that Tutu Dumon sent me and just be like, you know, look at how pretty this dress is. But I don't know if that's really very inspiring. And so it is a lot of pressure to constantly come up with new and beautiful photos or things that will get people's wheels turning. That's what I struggle with the most is the time involved in the social media. I have so many ideas and things I want to do, but it's, you know, like you said, you have to sit down and take a bunch of photos or plan out a bunch of things. And when you're running a business, there's not always time for all of that. But I love seeing people's Instagram feeds that are inspiring. And so that's what I try to do.
Yeah, I could see how Instagram, since you seem to be such a visual person, I can see how you're drawn to looking at other people's Instagram feeds, but then obviously other people would be drawn to check out yours that are interested in that same sort of thing, the beautiful dresses on the girls and the photo shoots.
Right, exactly.
The good fit.
Definitely.
Well, I think Sullivan is rebelling against me here. Did you guys hear him at all during the interview?
I did a little bit.
Did you?
It was very faint, though.
So, I hope I can take it out of them. He normally does a really good job of just staying upstairs, and I give him a Kindle to watch some shows. But today he came down the steps and he wanted me to find a certain show for him. And I wouldn't do it. I sent him back upstairs during the middle of the interview because I don't want to do it now. And then he'll keep doing it every interview.
Yeah.
He needs, I can't give in.
How old is he?
He's 4. Oh. He'll be 5 soon. But then he was just stomping around upstairs and pretending to fake cry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Holden's been doing that fake cry thing, too.
Like, oh, my goodness. Oh. I hate the fake cry.
Yeah.
You both have one son?
We both have one boy. Sarah has 3 kids. I just have one. I just have Holden. But, yeah, Holden and Sullivan, the boys, they're just a few months apart in age.
Similar
that's
age.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I have 2 older girls, so 6 and 8 are my girls. So it is fun that the cousins are close together in age. Yeah. They have a good time together.
No kidding. That's great. I wish we don't have any family around here, and so that's what's been the hardest is, like, there's never any grandma or aunt or anybody to be like, hey, you want me to pick up Rainey for the day or for the afternoon, like, so you can catch up on some stuff. Like, it's always me and my husband, and so – that's probably been the most difficult thing is, like, I just basically have to work late at night if I want to catch up on stuff. But so where do you live then, Sarah, if you're not in Pittsburgh?
Well, I am the one in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I'm in San Diego for my husband's job. So
how nice.
Yeah. I can't complain. Yeah.
Love San Diego.
It is nice. We like it.
That's awesome. Okay, well, I better go get some work done before I pick up my daughter.
Yeah, sorry.
You're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, it's fun getting to know you.
Thanks, Erica.
Okay. Thanks, ladies.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.